We begin today in history with January 22, 1903, about the birth of national hero of Indonesia, Professor Mr. Dr. Supomo. Supomo is known as one of the architects of Indonesia's 1945 constitution, alongside Muhammad Yamin and Soekarno. He was born in Sukoharjo, Central Java on January 22, 1903. Coming from a noble family, he had the opportunity to pursue his education at ELS in Boyolali in 1917, Mulo in Solo in 1920, and completed law studies at the Batavia Rex School in Batavia in 1923. During Indonesia's independence movement, Supomo was actively involved in the struggling for independence. He passed away at a young age due to a heart attack in Jakarta on September 12, 1958, and was buried in Solo. Moving on to January 22, 2010, when the first ever release of Sumatran tigers into the wild. On January 22, 2010, Indonesia made history by releasing Sumatran tigers back into the wild. The release took place at Tambling Wildlife Nature Conservation, an area with pristine natural forest. This event marked the first time such an effort was carried out in the world. 4 Sumatran tigers were released, all of which had been captured in Aceh and Jambi after conflicts with local residents. According to the latest data from July 23 to 29, 2024, Kerinci Seblat National Park Authority reported Sumatran tiger population is now only 130 to 140 individuals. We end today in history with January 22, 2012. The beginning of National Pedestrian Day. National Pedestrian Day is observed every January 22nd to remember the tragic accident at Tugu Tani, Central Jakarta, on January 22, 2012. The incident claimed the lives of 9 pedestrians who were hit by a car driven by someone under the influence of alcohol and drugs. The idea for National Pedestrian Day was first proposed by the Pedestrian Coalition, or COPECA, as a response to the tragedy and a reminder of the importance of proper facilities for pedestrians. That was today in history from Voice of Indonesia.